Yeah, my team fucking sucks. So we're going to get the nitty-gritty shit out of the way early before we do any of that nonsense. Welcome back, Fantasy TE. Why your team sucks with Lonnie Cox. First one of the year.
First one of the year. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking shit on teams that are filled with men infinitely more athletically talented than I am. And today, for the first iteration of the 2023-2024 season, we're taking a little trip up to New Jersey, where the New Jersey Giants, that's right, you've been demoted. You've been moved across the river to New Jersey because you are god awful. We knew you were going to suck, and boy, did you live up to expectations. Listen, is this biased? Is it coming through the lens of a Dallas Cowboys fan? Yes, it is. It was raining. It was wet. It was hard to throw the football. We've got questions that need answering in the next couple of weeks from Dak and Daniel Jones. But just a little recap. The New York Giants had 63 passing yards with two interceptions, and their yards per pass was 1.7. By the way, Daniel Jones threw the ball 30 times, completed 17 of those passes for 63 yards. The offense for the Cowboys didn't even need to come on the field. Like, they were up 19-0, and I turned the game off, and I was like, this is done. I don't need to keep watching this. Are the Cowboys that good, or was it the weather? But this week, your team sucks. And I'm glad that it's the Giants. Hopefully one week we'll be doing this about the Eagles.
I started Daniel Jones on my fantasy team. That was, but I also sat Matt Stafford on the bench. But speaking of teams that suck, do you want to do a quick rebuttal? Vital, do you want to talk about a team that you maybe think sucked this week?
Let's get it over with.
I mean, I think we should call this segment Why Your Team Is Going to the Super Bowl. And we should talk about the Miami Dolphins. 466 yards.
Oh, man.
Madden numbers, bro.
Incredible.
Like, and they were passes that he missed. He could have broke the single game passing record, man. Tyreek Hill, 215 yards, dude. He's going for 2,000. I don't see how he would stop him from getting. He might get 2,500. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he could blow the record out of the water. I meant Lonnie's fantasy team.
I thought that's what I was
confused. I was so excited to talk about the Dolphins.
I know you're so, yeah. Like,
let me take apart Lonnie's team over here. The once and four champ, Lamar Jackson. What were you thinking, dude? I don't know why you have such a bone with him. I think he's come from Florida. You love him. Shit. Do not play him again. Take him off your team. He's going to be like this all year. Austin Ekeler is your only saving grace. Najee Harris is trash. He's been trash. Everybody knows this. I don't know.
He was on auto pick. I was living my dream. Okay. I was on stage. He auto picked. I am going to be dancing at the end of this year. That's what's going to happen. I have no receivers. Running backs are terrible. I'm cooked.
It's over.
What's the punishment this year?
It's a mermaid set.
What does that mean?
I mean, you have to dress up as a mermaid, or I have to potentially, the way my team's looking. Dress up as a mermaid. I'm going to get the cheapest mermaid costume I can possibly find. Like, I'm going to pay like $6 for it. You have to dress up as a mermaid and then do a mermaid set, all mermaid jokes that everybody else gets to write. So that's the... This might be the worst one yet. It's pretty bad.
Ronnie's going to look great in that seashell, bro. I can't wait to see it.
No, I'm looking at Nick's team now. He's dancing for sure.
I'm not doing good right now. I have a lot of
Daniel
work.
Jones, Josh Gibbs, and Antonio Gibson, Drake London, Brandon Cooks. Yikes.
I know. I drafted Cooper Kupp is going to be back hopefully after 3 weeks, and Matt Stafford looked really good. Matt Stafford will be even better when Cooper Kupp comes back. So if I can get out of these first four with one win, which might be tonight, is possible. Like, I need a big one from Dalvin Cook, but if I can get one win in the first four and then I get Cooper Kupp back and then Jameson Williams in week six, the Lions look like they're going to be tough. And I think if Jameson Williams comes back, he could help my team, but I got some work to do. Waller was the bright spot for the Giants, and they're not going to play the Cowboys defense every week. That's the good news. Okay, so let's do worst QB picks. Vital took Josh Dobbs. He was god awful. He scored negative points. I took CJ Stroud. He was also pretty bad. Mac Jones showed up for New England. I don't know if it was just because Tom Brady was in the house or it was that New England weather. It was, you know, they had some juice, man. The Pats, they were respectable. They went down early, but then they came kind of storming back and made it really interesting. Lonnie, you get first pick on worst QB. Josh Dobbs is obviously a good choice, seemingly. Doesn't really matter who he's playing. He seems like he's really bad. But fair warning on Josh Dobbs, they might not play him. Who knows? They might bring Colt McCoy back in. They might play the rookie. So that's the risk that you run with Josh Dobbs. That's why I didn't take him last week.
I'll take Dobbs.
You're going to take Dobbs? All right.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go with Desmond Ridder against Green Bay. Is that who you were going for?
Yeah.
Green Bay's defense looked really good.
You're going to love too, man. You guys were saying you don't like what you love. See, man. I don't know. What were you seeing? I saw the preseason games. He was dropping in the – but don't say that. We could watch the tape from last week.
It was not me. I know. It wasn't me. It was Lonnie. I didn't say shit about that. I said I didn't think the Packers were going to be very good. I didn't say I thought Jordan Love was a bust. I just didn't think he had much on offense right now. Christian Watson wasn't even playing yesterday. No,
you did say who was he going to pass it to. I remember that. All right, that's fair.
Right. I thought he looked good last year when he came in. We can run the tapes back from last year. I thought when he came in last year, he looked sharp. I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers. He looks legit. So that was Lonnie. He was talking shit about Love. Love looks
– damn, Ronnie.
I wish I could get him on my team.
Might be something, dude.
Yeah, I need to find a quarterback. I'm going to be scouting everybody's team. Something to – I don't know. You guys were drafting your second and third quarterbacks way too soon.
That was a mistake.
Fields did not look good. Justin Fields looked terrible. He was one of my other quarterbacks from one of my other fantasy teams. Luckily, everybody else on that team is awesome. Mac Jones against Miami. I don't know. That one, it's at home. That one could be a trap.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. The Pats and the Dolphins play each other well.
So Kenny Pickett got mauled in San Francisco, and Cleveland's defense also looked really good. Bryce Young looks bad. I mean, he doesn't look bad. He just looks not ready. Him and CJ Stroud, they're both – you can see the positives, but they're not ready.
I think I'm going to go with Stroud, though. Houston just seems like they're a bit more messy.
I don't know. They got the Colts, though. They could get healthy against the Colts. Colts didn't do too bad. Anthony Richardson got almost –
yeah, he surprised me.
He looked pretty good, but he took a bad hit that he really didn't need to take. And, like, it was scary. It was scary for a moment.
He was taking a lot of sacks, though.
Yeah, he was getting a lot of hits, and that's a concern. Lonnie, who are you taking for tonight's game? I'm taking the Jets. I'm going Jets.
What's the line?
It's like 2. There's no bonus points. It's got to be a 5-point spread for there to be bonus points. By the way, I would have taken the Lions if we had picked the night of the game. As soon as I found out, we picked before Kelce and Chris Jones were out. When I found out Chris Jones and Kelce are out, they're not a very good team without those two guys. I mean, they're pretty good. They're a good team. They're not a great team without those two guys. Future Hall of Famers, two of the best in the league at their position. You take those guys off the field, they struggled. We'll get to that after Lonnie gives us his pick.
I'll take the Jets.
All right. Okay. 2 on the Jets, 1 on the Bills. Let's go. So last week's game, man, Chiefs, Lions. You guys were doubting the Lions. Speaking of doubters, I said I thought the Lions were going to be legit this year. And Lonnie, you made a very – their offensive line, which is the one thing I forgot to bring up last time. Their offensive line is loaded. They're going to dominate this year. And without Chris Jones, that offensive line controlled shit. Patrick Mahomes – the pick 6 was clearly not his fault. However, there were at least 2 or 3 other throws that should have been picked off that CJ Gardner-Johnson just like missed the ball, didn't see it coming. Like he should have been picked off 2 other times when he wasn't. He didn't have receivers he could trust. There were drops. Kadarius Toney made a couple other drops. And those guys will be fine, I think, complimentary pieces once Kelce comes back. But without that, I think they're going to be they're like a mid-level team.
I need to see more from the Lions before I make a decision. Like, don't think right now, that's a fluke to me. I don't think they'll – I don't even know if they're win another game this whole season. Like, I don't know. They're still that kind of Lions to me.
Lonnie, are you a believer now in the Lions?
Yes, I like the Lions. I think they're a great team. Solid defense, offensive line wins championships. Jared Goff looks good. Man.
Looks good.
He looked good. He's making throws in the pocket, which is new for him. He's usually a rollout guy. I liked him. He looked good. That rookie running back that they have.
Plus, they got him with Montgomery as a more of a bruiser. Those two guys are going to eat behind that offensive line.
And Dan Campbell, man. Like, you know, they've got a young, aggressive coach. He knows the game. He's willing to take risks.
The fake punt call backed up.
Like in the Kansas City.
I love that call. And your team loves that call. The players.
Oh, you love it if it works, right? You love it if it works. If it doesn't work, you look like an idiot.
If it doesn't work, who cares? If it doesn't work, you're in Kansas City on opening night against the Super Bowl champs. Like, nobody's gonna question that if it doesn't work. So they're gonna be like, yeah, take your shot, go for it, try to knock off the champs on opening night. Like, nobody would have questioned that even if it didn't work. It could have blown up in their faces. They still would have been like, I like the call. Let's go out aggressive. Let's send a message to your team that we can beat these guys, and we're going to beat these guys, and we're gonna do everything we can. I'm excited about the Lions this year. Where I said Tyreek went crazy. You guys, you covered pretty much the Fins. I think the Fins and the Chargers also looked really good. That was a shootout back and forth. Mm-hmm. That was a fun game. I was watching pinball. Very good chance those teams see each other again. Mm-hmm. Would not be surprised if they meet in the playoffs.
Can I have one bone to pick with the Chargers defense? Why are you playing man on Tyreek Hill? The disrespect. They deserved it.
I know.
He had 160 yards on man alone. I was like, yo, double team him. What do you play zone? Do anything else?
Clearly what they were doing wasn't working. But you got to pick your poison. You got Waddle on the field. He's going to have some up games. Dude, the Browns stomped on the Bengals hard. I thought this was going to be a close game. I thought the Browns were going to take a step forward. You know, the Bengals going to be not the team we thought they were?
No, I think it's an aberration. I feel like this is on trend for them, too. They're kind of like the Chiefs. They have a slow start. They did last season, too. Everyone was questioning them, but I think they're a team that can dial in.
The Browns have a lot of talent too. We think the Browns are a team that could potentially contend.
I think, yeah, that's where I messed up. I think the Browns really have a little more than I thought.
Well, how are you feeling about the Browns now, Lonnie?
I like the Browns. I mean, I think the Browns, you know, they've always had a tremendously talented defense. 2 years ago, they were the number one or two fantasy defense.
Mm-hmm. You snagged them that year. I remember.
I did. Yeah. I had like 3 years in a row now of having like the best defense. I had the Cowboys last year. Yeah, like I've had
the Patriots the one year.
They were like the most fantasy points in history of any defense.
They have stars on every position, every level on both sides of the ball. I see them getting into the playoffs.
Oh, for sure.
Bijan Robinson looked amazing. He looks like the rookie that we picked him to be, Lonnie and I, for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. But they did give a lot of carries to Tyler Algier as well. They're doing split carries, but they're running. They're so run heavy, it doesn't even matter. Both of those guys are going to have monsters. But Bijan, when he touches the ball, holy shit. The juke he threw on that guy from Carolina, did you see it?
Yes.
Oh, dude, he just juked him out of his cleats. It was so ridiculous. He's going to be a highlight reel for the next hopefully 10 years. He might be the next Todd Gurley. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like we got another one of those guys. Let's talk about the Packers. Are you changing your tune yet, Lonnie, on the Packers? They played a Bears team that did.
No, I'm not changing my tune yet.
You just not think yet. The Bears are that bad?
Yes.
Dude, Lamar was not running. Yeah, but we're already talking about Lamar, talking to Lamar. He didn't run. He was playing winning football. It was just the Texans. I think he might just start throwing the ball a little bit more and play a little more, protect himself, get into the playoffs healthy might be their formula. But that's not a great fantasy formula for anybody, any Lamar owners. So Vitaly, you think you should jump ship on Lamar?
I've been saying that. First off, you're always suspicious when someone gets paid, you know? And then, like, now he's definitely not risking. Lamar's main value definitely came from his ability of the dual threat, right?
Fair point. I think they could be really good, though, as a team. I think winning. It's winning football, and it's keeping him on the field. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been banged up a couple of years, and you can't win if he's not on the field. That's just the bottom line. So, but J.K. Dobbins blew his Achilles. He's done for the season again, dude. I feel so bad for J.K. Dobbins. This is the third year that he's gone out with an injury for the whole season.
I feel like second at least.
It's definitely he was out last year. All their running backs were out last year. But I feel like the year before his rookie year, I think he got hurt then too.
I think so.
Tough go, man. He's a really talented back when he's on the field. That sucks. Something that we all forgot about last year. Sean McVay is really good at coaching football, and Matthew Stafford is a really good quarterback. The Rams went up to Seattle and put a beat down on the Seahawks without Cooper Kupp. Matt Stafford looked like Matt Stafford again. He looked like the guy that they gave up a boatload of picks to bring in to win a Super Bowl for them. They're going to get a big test next week. They're playing the Niners. If they put together a couple wins and then get Cooper Kupp back, get these young guys kind of up to speed, that team could be more difficult than we think.
I think so too, man. I want to move my pick to at least second in the NFC West for sure.
Do you think the Rams make the playoffs? Are they a top 7 team in the NFC?
No.
No? Who you got ahead of him?
49ers, Cowboys, Eagles.
I don't think anyone in the NFC South is better than them.
Vikings, Lions.
The Vikings, who just got beat by the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield.
The Vikings will come back. The Vikings will snap back. It's week one, man. Week one, it's hard. You don't know your team yet. You don't know your guys yet. It's like fantasy football. It's the same thing, just on a much bigger scale. Like, you don't know who can do what yet. Things have to get solidified. I would bet pretty highly that the Vikings will have a better record than the Buccaneers by the end of the year. So
they're in a harder division.
Saints will win that division. I'm trying to think of who's going to get the other wild card. Because the Rams, they're not going to beat the 49ers. Like the 49ers.
No. I don't think – they might beat them once this year. But they're not going to win that division.
I'm saying, yeah, they're not going to, like, win the division over the
I don't 49ers. Think so either. So, if they beat the Seahawks at home, they get two games against the Cardinals. It's a soft schedule.
I think they'll make the playoffs. It's a good possibility. Why not?
One team from the South is getting in. Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers. Okay. Seven teams that make the playoffs now. You could have two from each division and then one from the South. And then Tyreek, 2K. Do we have him going over or under this year?
I think he breaks it by week 12. Oh, should that be the over-under? Like what week he does it?
What week he breaks? Okay, sure. All right. So week 15 is the over-under on Tyreek Hill breaking. I don't even know if that's their bye week. It's probably their bye week. Week 15. There's no bye weeks. Week 15 is the over-under. Does he break it before or after week 15?
Yeah, before 15, yeah.
Before week 15, I'll take the over. I think he breaks it, but over week 15. I think it's week 17 when he breaks it.
Overreaction Mondays. I don't think he's breaking 2,000 yards, but it is possible.
He's more than 10% of the way there.
I mean, Tua's back, bro. He's been taking BJJ. You see him. He's got a fresh new tattoo sleeve, bro. It's a Samoan art, bro. He's stronger than ever, dude.
He does look good, man. So Derrick Henry came out and he said that, you know, he thinks the running backs are just as valuable as any other position. He's not wrong, you know, when it comes to, well, with him, Derrick Henry, he's very valuable. You got the rookie contracts, the rookie deals. Now, the rookie deals were put in place to protect against the Jamarcus Russells of the world. Teams just blowing so much money on these bust quarterbacks. But now that whole idea is backfiring on the star running backs because their best years are their first 5 years, usually. What's the solution to this? You guys have any thoughts on how and why this happened?
I don't know what the solution is, but I understand why it happened. It's just like, they have so much value, but for such a limited amount of time. To pay them, you almost have to do it retroactively for what they did already, because they're already over the hill by the time people realize their value.
Right.
Two words, Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell overvalued himself, took a year off, came back, and sucked. Like he was the guiding beacon for getting running backs paid. And when he disappeared, you had a couple big name guys that just quietly whimpered away. The thing with the running back is it's kind of unlike other positions where they're one of the only positions that when they come into the NFL, they're as good as they're ever going to be, right? Like
they're ready to go. Bijan will never be better than he was yesterday.
Correct. So they're the only position in the NFL basically that is in decline from them. It's like a new car. The second you drive it off the lot, the value starts to decrease. And they decrease instantly. Like they are one of the only, also one of the few positions that, like, when they hit their decline, it is fast and massive. I mean, even look at Adrian Peterson's end of his career. He had a long career, but by the end of it, he was a backup's backup's backup for the Redskins.
Man, he was kind of an aberration though, because he was already like in his mid 30s and he would still have games where you're like, oh shit, that's Adrian Peterson stuff.
Right.
Kind of like he's the one you could almost throw him out the window because his athletic ability was so freakish and he had a year off suspension, but he did have that 1 year off, which kind of like gave him a little bit of rest. And he was able to come back. I think injuries are actually one of the biggest reasons they've been devalued, because it's one of the highest rates of injury for a player on the field.
Another thing is that you have more talent in the quarterback position than you've ever had, I would say, in the NFL. Like, and you've also got guys like Travis Kelce and Darren Waller. The passing game in the NFL has evolved so much over the last 20 years that like the running back position is just not what it used to be. It's just not as important to the game. But look at the Chiefs. Isaiah Pacheco was their running back last year. Like,
you're also talking about a transcendent talent in Patrick Mahomes.
Look at the Cowboys last night. Tony Pollard, Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, Tony Pollard's a superstar now, though. Like,
he's amazing. He's
legit.
But let's be honest, like, he's not a top five running back. He's not like an elite running back talent. He's good. He's fast. He's strong.
I think he's elite.
He's top five?
Definitely top 10.
Did any of the like final four teams or so have like an elite running back?
Christian McCaffrey.
Or was it just
Christian McCaffrey? Oh, yeah. Yeah, McCaffrey was dominant yesterday.
McCaffrey might be the exception to this whole rule.
I mean, Bijan's going to be an exception as well. The running backs get a lot of usage. So you can't say they're not important when there's such a huge percentage of the offense. Whether you're passing the Detroit game, they were throwing it to the running backs. They were handing it to the run. The Falcons, almost only running backs touch the ball in Atlanta. They're using the running backs. That's the problem that I see with this is the running back usage isn't going down, but their money is going down. I think they should put a clause. Running backs should be exempt from rookie contracts, the rookie contract cap. There should be no rookie cap for running backs because of exactly what you just said, Lonnie. They come in at their highest value. That's when they should get paid. Mm-hmm. Give those guys, Bijan should be on a $100 million deal right now. That's what it should cost the Falcons to retain his services starting right now. $100 million, $200 million, whatever it is. Like, that's what you should have. That's when they should have to pay them, and that's how they should have to pay them. Also, maybe let them in the league earlier too.
I don't know exactly how it works. I just know you have to be at least a junior. You have to be a junior or a redshirt sophomore. So I think it's 3 years out of high school.
Yeah, I think they should do away with that too. Let them come in earlier. No. Let them start working.
You can't do that. It's not basketball, dude. You can't let guys just come in out of high school.
Running backs? I think you could do one and dones for running backs.
Hey, dude.
It's not about that. 18-year-olds playing against grown men. They don't do that because of the longevity of the player. They do that so guys go to college.
But you're telling me the wear and tear in college doesn't count on their body? It does.
You need coaching at the collegiate level to be a good running back.
I say you go one way or the other. Either throw out the rookie contracts or let them come in earlier.
Let them coming in earlier. Because, like, yeah, why bother in the collegiate system? I know there's coaching to it, but, like, why not get coached at what the most elite guys are doing?
Every NFL coach knows that the highest value of a running back is when they first come in. So they should have to pay them like that. Because they're not going to pay them retroactively most of the time. They could also structure their pay scale based on percentage of touches. That's another thing they could look at. Like, what percentage of your offense am I? Well, if I'm this percentage of your offense, I want to get this much money. You know, if you're going to use me, fine. If you're going to run me into the ground, fine. But you got to pay for it.
You're going to pay a 20-year-old running back from University of Texas.
If you take him in the first round, yeah.
$70 million or whatever. I don't know how much a Derrick Henry contract went for, but like.
How much do you think the Falcons would pay Bijan? I bet they'd pay him a lot more than he's getting right now.
Now, listen, I agree. I think that the rookie cap thing, I get it that they don't want teams blowing all of their salary cap on like the Jamarcus Russells of the world, but like that's the fucking game. Like, you make bets and sometimes they pay off and sometimes they don't.
But those quarterbacks get paid eventually because there's longevity in their position. They don't peak until they're like in their mid to late 20s usually.
But I would say that the NFL's argument is like, it's not our fault that you're declining.
That's the NFL's argument. But what I'm saying is the Players Association should go in there and be like, tough shit. You want running backs? You got to pay them up front. That's it. Like, that's the bottom line. You guys did
this. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that. You've also got guys, there's a lot of these guys now, the Deebo Samuels of the world. Like, you've got a lot of guys, Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, you've got a lot of guys now that, like, the way that the scheme works, and this is just through natural evolution of the game, is that, like, receivers have become an extension of the running game, Kadarius Toney. Like, there's a lot of guys who basically basically are playing running back out on the outside of the game. So, you know, I don't know. I would be interested, Nick, to see the stats of what you're talking about, this usage. Usage isn't necessarily what I'd be interested in. I'm interested in, you know, how in like baseball, you have this stat called wins above your replacement, because I would bet that the running backs have gone down. In those moments, I think running backs have shifted to it's first down or second down. We need 7 yards here. Let's get the ball to him. But I don't see a lot of game-breaking running backs. Running back talent in the NFL used to be heavy. Like, there used to be a lot of great running backs in the NFL. I mean, not even that long ago, 10 years ago. I mean, Rice was an elite running back at one point. Like, you've got guys that really changed the game.
I think we still have a lot of elite running backs in the game.
I think you have elite running backs. I don't think they're game changers the way that they used to be.
Oh, man.
That is not their fault.
I disagree. I think Nick Chubb is a game changer. I think Saquon is a game changer. I think obviously Bijan is. Derrick Henry, without a doubt, has been and looks like he's going to continue to be a game changer. Alvin Kamara, for the first 3 years, was a game changer.
I don't disagree that those guys aren't still in the league. I'm just wondering how often is the running back leading to the win.
So, but how many games yesterday would you say, aside from defense, on offense? I'd say the Browns probably were one of those teams.
The Chargers' offense is Austin Eckler, right?
Yeah, the Chargers.
Christian McCaffrey. Here's the thing is that like a couple years ago when Derrick Henry was like became a god, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of guys all around the league were saying like, you know, the league goes through shifts and changes and you know, because it has gone to more of a passing offense, you're going to see the emergence of guys like Derrick Henry start to make big differences in the game. And mm-hmm. that never really happened. That didn't ever really shift the game in the way that they thought it would. Mm-hmm. And tight ends are just, I mean, let's be honest, mm-hmm. tight ends are the best they have ever been.
Oh, yeah.
In the history of the NFL. And that is a huge reason why the running backs aren't getting the money that they are is because you've got tight ends now who can give you different things. Thank you, Rob Gronkowski. Thank you, Tony Gonzalez. Like you've got guys who can just kind of win the game for you at that position.
Here's the argument I have against that. Look where the running backs are being drafted. That tells me what I need to know about how much they're valued by their teams and by their coaches. Saw a lot of tight ends go early on too, but not as high as those running backs. It's going to be interesting to see where this all leads to because this is a relatively recent development. I could see the running backs forming a little mini union of their own and holding out.
The third drafted running back was the 52nd pick of the draft. So
second round.
Correct. So you've only got three running backs drafted.
Yeah. And those are the guys that I'm talking about that should get the big money.
That's opposite of what you're saying. Like, I think you're not seeing running backs come off the board. I mean,
two in the first 12?
Yeah. Well, that's not a lot.
You're only starting one running back.
I mean, yeah, dude. But like, I don't disagree that they should get paid the most that they're going to get paid coming off. But I don't think that it's a highly valued position anymore.
Two teams said otherwise this year. So.
No, but what I'm saying is, let's just go back. Let's see this. Let's go back to the 2000 NFL draft. I'm seeing three in the top 11. Jamal Lewis, Thomas Jones, Sean Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, the league has definitely shifted more towards the passing game, and that's partly the rules changing. They don't want the ground and pound to be the regular go-to. It's not as exciting football. That's part of the league making the rule changes. So yeah, that is part of the devaluation of running backs. There's not as many featured backs. There's more committee backfields. To your point, I will agree with that. That is definitely a trend. All right, let's do DraftKings. Let's see how much we valued running backs for tonight's game. And I just checked my lineup. I have no running backs in my lineup. So after all that, zero.
Let me see here.
But I didn't trust. I mean, we got the Cook brothers, though. The Cook brothers are going against each other. Cook
brothers, and it looks like Breece Hall was just activated, too. So, yeah, I don't have a running back either.
Me and Lonnie might have the same lineup.
I don't think so.
Do you guys need any? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I need 800 points.
From who? Who do you got playing?
The Jets defense. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's totally.
70 points.
Sure, why not? The Bills, definitely, 100%. I think the Jets defense is going to be good this year. It's good to see you guys. Anything coming up you want to promo?
At the Miami Improv, September 27th, which is a Wednesday.
Sounds fun, dude. Congratulations, sounds good. Vital, trade me Aaron Rodgers, please.
I mean, you have nobody.
Yeah, come on, man.
Who do you want on my team, actually, for Aaron Rodgers? I want Aaron Rodgers. Who do you want?
What about Jameson Williams? He's going to be good later. He's going to be good in a few weeks.
See, that's doable. We can talk about that.
Yeah? All right, well, I'll text you about it. We'll talk.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. I'll see you guys later. Good night.